This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Matt Nesto. Now a story on how fancy hotels are trying to compete and keep their heads above water. One way these boutique properties try to stand out is with high-end artwork, and they hire art experts to help advise their collections. But as Marketplace's Stan Alcorn reports, this artwork doesn't always come at fine art prices.
At the Archer Hotel in New York City, the Bugatti Bar is decorated with vintage posters of the French sports car. The Fabric restaurant has artisanal quilts hanging over some of the tables.
They're made with chocolate wrappers and tea bags and coffee filters.
That's Debbie Davis, art advisor.
We're calling me the curator.
Sorry, the curator of the art collection at Archer. She normally helps rich people and corporations pick art for their homes and offices. Hotels have a lot more rooms to fill, which can make for tight budgets.
I was a little nervous about running those numbers. I kept checking and checking. I don't usually, you know, have these production spreadsheets.
She could afford original art for the lobby, but for 180 guest rooms?
We were going to license artists and make high-quality reproductions of their works, but I didn't know how I was really going to do it.
She did it by calling Jesse Kalischer.
I think that people are most surprised to learn that we even exist, that selling art to hotels is a way to make a living.
Kalischer runs a company that curates and actually prints and frames art for hotels. He says the high end is a couple $100 a piece.
Bear in mind that art is the least expensive item in a hotel and the easiest thing to change to update the image.
In the Archer Hotel guest rooms, you can see these inexpensive copies of, for example, an etching of a typewriter by Brooklyn artist Sam Messer.
I had seen this in a group show years ago.
And if you then go down to the lobby, you can compare them to the original off-the-etching plate version hanging above the restaurant host table.
Doesn't look that much better, right?
Yeah, it's hard to tell the difference.
Right. That's the high-quality printing.
Typically, these kind of copies are licensed for just 5 to 7 years. Then the art has to be replaced. But Archer got rights in perpetuity for a gallery look at more of a dorm room price. In New York, I'm Stan Alcorn for Marketplace.